All right, today I'm going to read this off, this goddamn thing. I know who he is, but you know me. I want to make it proper for the guy. Lost Anarchy Magazine, YouTube channel, and a magazine. And Don't Watch Mojo is his other YouTube channel. He's got videos. He's got fucking Mojo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojo. What's up, dude?
How you chilling been? Like a villain. Debating if I want to go out tonight because the new mag ain't going to be out till next week, which is cool anyway because my release date is June 16th, my birthday. So that's why I'm doing that. I would have had it today, but like, welcome to a new printer, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? But
well, you're on general population today, man. So it's going
to But yeah, my mag comes out. The reason I have it out on the 16th is the day after everything reopens.
All right.
I was being strategic about it.
I'm gonna say just like this. This is the second time I've seen you out of your makeup. So what we're gonna do here is this motherfucker is gonna put his goddamn makeup on. He's gonna transform into the individual that I have known since I believe I was 28 years old. I'm gonna be 42 in August, motherfucker.
I'll be 43 next week.
Yeah, dude, man. I've known you a while, bro. We used to party, we used to do the thing. I just want to jump right into it, dude. Tell us about Lost Anarchy Magazine.
It's a rock and roll comic book, double-sided. I might have a copy up here as an example here.
I like that Beetle. I really do like that Beetlejuice shit in the background, man. I was.
Oh yeah, but I gotten fat, so the jacket's too small.
Dude, this is exactly what the fuck. Like, I blame the pandemic for why I'm like inflated, but I mean, it's really just being lazy. I am gonna start working out. We're gonna get these things working in again one of these days. But
here's an example. Here's a back issue cover. Okay, so we have a cover on one side.
No, turn it. It's upside down.
Yeah. Cover on one side, and you flip it over. Cover on the other.
So don't worry about it, man. Hey, we're gonna be flashing that shit on the screen. Oh my God, look, there it is.
this is a back issue. This is not the new one, but this was our NAMM 20, I think, 2018 issue. But you see, cover on one side, cover.
Yeah,
the other.
Yeah. I like that. Do you have any like fucking centerfold fold outs or if you like remember Mad Magazine?
Well, actually, I have what I do have.
you know what I'm talking about, right? Mad Magazine bullshit.
Was it cover on one side, cover the other? And then what's
But you could fold like the pages or the fucking shit in. And
well, no, it isn't better than that.
Oh, yeah.
What I do is the centerfold is the only, tells you when to flip over the mag because it's double sided.
Oh, there you go. Fuck. That's a really good idea.
I don't have the cover for the new issue. Because I get that thing like Monday, right? But I do have the inside, so I do have. But so your audience will get to see the centerfold of the new issue right now. Actually,
it's not your dingling, is it? Please, no, I don't want to see your dingling.
It's our first nude photo. Our first nude chick.
It's our first nude photo, bro.
No, it's our first nude centerfold girl.
Oh, actually. You do have a nude girl in your mag now?
Yes.
Hold on. My dog Kobe just showed up to the party.
Hi, puppy.
Let's show him your nude girl.
I'm doing it right now.
Can you talk? Say something.
All right. I hope you all see this.
Click, click. Oh, yeah. Go sideways, horizontal. Let's do it. Look at you. You put all that together, hey? So who's the girl?
Her name is Madison Orange.
What's her phone number? I don't know. Email, please.
She is on Instagram.
Hey.
Madison Orange. Like, that's what she wants to plug anyways. Because she's also, actually, it says right here. It says her bio right here. Let's see what it says.
We're going to take a vote, see if she's hot. Is she hot? Yeah, we both think so.
Well, yeah, you can see her. And she's naked, as you can tell.
Yeah, I can tell she's naked. That's part of her charm.
Madison Orange is a full-time... Okay, I'm bad at reading out loud.
I know. Fuck. All right. I feel you on that one. I'm like, loose turkey.
Yeah, it says, Madison Orange is a full-time open format party rock DJ, go-go hoop dancer. What does it say?
Wow, man.
And star, pioneer, professional, fire performer, and all out model.
I'm not gonna lie, you're terrible at reading out loud, dude.
Oh no shit. That's why all my videos I don't read a script. I just kind of like get fucking pissed off and just rant to my phone.
I feel you. Sit your ass back down, man. I'm gonna have
all right, I'll just read it and showing anyway. You the centerfold because I'm lame.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm gonna be putting that up on the goddamn screen. You know, like we're all there for you. So like what does everything entail for Mr. Mojo El Diablo?
Just Like I said, I've been hiding out.
With the magazine, as far as that, like, let's talk about this shit. Because
it's a rock and roll comic book. Like I said, it's like once for a last, I want to say, let's see, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So for our last four or five issues, we've had like a co-sponsor, Manheim Diversified, who he's a business guy. I know him through, you'll laugh. I know him through, he's the guy who knocked up one of my former writers.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to talk any shit on him because he gives me money, so I can't talk shit.
But... Just change his name. You can talk all the shit you want, man. Okay.
I'll call him PGM. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, PGM.
Let's talk shit about BGM, motherfucker.
Or actually, no, he actually was like first to be called Freddie McBean.
Freddie McBean? Bro, yeah, did you just drop a name in there somewhere?
Well, no. He came up with the name Freddie McBean because he looks like a cross between Mr. Bean and Freddie Mercury.
Oh my god, that's a
but he's not gay.
That's a fucked up look, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Funny, and he can sing. Fucking all right. So what do? You write the stories? You organize?
I do all the artwork. I do the artwork. I do the layout. For my YouTube stuff, I do the animation because it's like I do animation too.
All right. You do all the animation yourself? You fucking
yeah. I just learned it on. I learned it in one day and just did it. It's called one tedious. Of those being tedious and being bored things.
Learned it in one day. See, you do have the talent. Now, here's the thing. This is what I really.
I'm still an act, though.
I know. No, you're not. I thought you said you're still an act. No.
I'm still a hack, man.
Shut up, dude. Like you, people might start recognizing you as you put on your makeup. I'm gonna time you and see how fast this goes during the interview, motherfucker. So
that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing, man. Mojo's gonna turn into the Diablo. But there you go. The makeup on.
Ready? Mojo. Start the timer now.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Timer.
Okay. Now?
Not yet. Are you ready?
Yes.
Bam. I've got you at about 15 minutes. I got it programmed, so let's see what we got.
Only 15 minutes?
Only 15 minutes. You got to roll, dude. Fuck.
I do it faster than that.
Holy shit. All right, well, so... Tell me about the other YouTube channel, like Don't Watch Mojo.
Well, it's just basically me talking shit. I just any topic. Usually like to pick on both sides of the political spectrum because, like, you know, the problem with everybody else is they just only pick one side. You know, I'm not an annoying liberal because I'm not pro-censorship, but I'm also not a right-wing douchebag who belongs on BitChute.
Right. So what's basically the separation and the reason for two channels outside of Lost Anarchy? More personalized so you can have like more shit like available.
No. It's because two of my other channels got like shut down for censorship reasons.
Oh, I feel you there. Yeah.
So I had to make a new one and because I didn't want to risk having my main channel get fucking taken down. I decided to do that for a bit.
I mean, all right. You look because like you've got like
a vulgar motherfucker.
You look like you've got the worst case of like absolute negligence on sunblock use. You know what I mean? I'm just going to go for it, dude. It looks pretty even though. I'm not going to lie. All right. Well, who have you interviewed and who's coming out in this fucking scenario? I want to talk to you about Chris Holmes, which I brought up the other day. That's when I met you at that Green Jello.
I've never interviewed him. The first time I ever hung out with him was at the House of Blues.
That just popped in on you, huh? All right, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So give me some names me some people that you actually...
I'll just...
Who the fuck you got?
Chris Holmes, I call him my unofficial best friend because he hated Steel Panther more than I did.
All right, look, I don't want to talk too much shit about those guys. Those guys are a parody band, and they occasionally write a song or two.
And also the fact that Ralph is a nice guy.
Sucks.
Ralph is a nice guy.
I hate that shit. You're like, fuck Poison. And then you meet like one of them and you're like, fuck, you're kind of cool, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I like CeCe. He's cool.
CeCe is cool. You're at 12 minutes and 8 seconds.
CeCe's
left, down from. So what? We got fucking started at 15. We're going down, man. You like 3 minutes into it, dude.
Well, come on, dude. Glitter. Dude, if we're glitter on your fucking head, your face ends up in tits.
You're almost at 5 minutes right now, bro. You're done. Pause. From 15, we got 10 minutes, 14 seconds. damn near.
And that's only because it's because A, we were talking, and B, but more importantly, technical difficulties.
Yeah, there were. There were. All right, motherfucker.
Ta-da.
Welcome to the show, Mojo. How you
yes,
doing,
that's
bro?
Me.
I appreciate that you went faceless first, which is kind of bizarre because now, you know, I said, I don't know, did I say it on camera or not? You're a fucking spectacle, like, man. Like, it'll be fucking July and shit, and everybody's hanging out at the Rainbow or some shit, and then Mojo's just sprinkled into the crowd looking like this, walking around. Everybody knows you, dude.
Well, my name's carved on the wall. I didn't do it.
Well, I'd imagine.
Like, that. You know that wall, like that brick wall, you know, by the Rainbow?
All the bullshit.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course.
Where the phone booths used to be?
Right.
Well, there's one guy named Rich did all these celebrity names, like everybody from like, you know, every band, and then also like Mario and whoever's name on there, right? And then my name's on there.
No, that's bizarre. Mario was actually cool. You know what? I got 86 from there because of a stupid mishap that happened.
Is it because he showed up barefoot again?
Yeah, well, oh my God, dude, that's fucking funny, bro.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the one thing I'm going like, well, you fucking idiot. What do you think? I understand you lived in Hawaii. Everybody's barefoot. I get it. But come on.
No, but what?
I know you were going to the liquor store and you didn't really care. You didn't really need shoes. I get it.
There's that. But like the initial animosity was that I was in a band called Circle of Violence. We opened for OTEP and then we were supposed to open for fucking Death Angel. But like band members kind of douched out. And I was the one stuck with the bill, right? Because it's pay to play fucking douchery. And fucking, I just didn't pay it. I was like, fuck this, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, it was like $1,200 or something. And you can't write a check. You have to give them the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And like, fuck, it all came on me. So like, they Cynthia, oh my God, can I even name drop? I don't know if she's still there anyway. But like, I was told, you know, we're going to take you to small claims court. And my response was, well, I'm just going to show up to your bar and your club all the fucking time, drunk, barefoot, and fucking who cares? And made a spectacle of myself. So there's that tall guy. I think his name's whatever. You know who I'm talking about, right? The son, Mike, or whatever the fuck with the beard. Big guy, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Mikey. That's the grandson.
Yeah. He literally fucking pushed me into the street. I landed on my back, and he was like, get the fuck out of here. I did try to come over a few more times, but it didn't work out for me. Like, so point is, now I'm doing all this stuff. I don't know. Maybe I pay the debt and fucking buy you all a drink over there. But
you should do that.
I probably should do that. Well, fuck, man. Tell me about your personal life, dude, right now. How do you balance?
I don't really have much of one. I just make cartoons all day.
That's beautiful, though. So as far as your videos, you told me you got all these videos and stuff. Like, what are the videos about? What do they entail? Do you make music videos? You make lost?
I make some. I did for a bit, but YouTube gets all anal about like copyright. So haven't done that in a bit. My last music video I did. Really? I don't want to admit I did that one. All right. So when I was new on the strip, right? When I was new, I had to hear from every washed up rocker from the 80s going, you know who I am, man? I opened up for Wash back in the day. And of course, me being kind of a noob because I'm from the 90s, not from the fucking 80s.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're basically
my childhood was the 80s, yes. But my adolescence was the 90s, right?
Right, absolutely.
So when I hear Wasp, you know, and I hear Sunset Strip, I immediately just go, well, what about Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, all that good fucking shit.
You know what I mean? It's like when you think hair metal band from the 80s, you don't think Wasp, you know.
You definitely don't.
From,
you don't.
Unless you're from the Sunset Strip.
That's a global.
Well, I mean, like I said, I started out in like 03, so I can't really. For me, it was like trying to bring back the 80s.
Right.
But no one really was smart enough to cash in on it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it was like nostalgia coming back.
Right, right.
So like 03 is when the 80s came back.
For real,
right?
For real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, because that's when I started working for Rock City News.
Dude, motherfuckers are still wearing skinny jeans, man. Like, fucking, that's the craziest part. Even when I was in shape, baggy shit and all that just fucking felt weird. I'm the boots and, like, the shirt and the fucking pants that fit me guy, you know what I mean? But that being said, fucking, it's strange how everything changed, man. You see all that fucking crazy stuff. Yeah.
People got lazy.
Exactly.
Basically, it was
a hell of an answer.
It was basically as soon as 04 hit, like, oh, that's what I'm trying to get. And 03, it was still somewhat like, it was like bringing back the 80s, right? You know, that's when I first worked for Rock City News, the guy who discovered Guns N' Roses, you know, Ruben Blue, worked for him, right? And I kind of learned the ropes from them. But the problem was, you know, I brought Ruben an entire new generation of bands for the publication. But the problem, because Ruben was not only stuck in the 80s, but also he was a liberal wing nut who covered fucking protest rallies. So when you have a bunch of 80s rockers, you know, in a publication, they don't want to really be associated with hippies.
Well, you know, at heart, I think most of us are hippies. You know what I mean?
When 2010 hit, it was all about Facebook.
Yeah. What about MySpace?
2004 was the rise of MySpace, and people just relied on MySpace.
Dude, that's all I did, bro. I would get on MySpace and like think I was cool and shit.
Well, the cool thing about MySpace is that it, you know, this is why I think why it sucked that MySpace went away, is because MySpace taught people, idiots like ourselves, how to do web design.
Exactly. Like, you really did have to
learn HTML code.
Absolutely. You fucking A. Good point. You actually had to like tailor the shit artistically, individually, and exclusively to what the fuck it is you're into. Now,
but the
Facebook-
problem was people got late. But the thing about it is people learned the little tricks of how to like spam themselves. So similar to what's going on with Facebook now, people just make fake profiles.
Right.
And go on a website called Friend Train. And they would.
Any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, they would go on Friend Train. This is how I was, you know, because I maintain a shitload of MySpaces myself. I maintain the Rock City one, three of mine, and a few of the bands I work for and shit. So, like, oh my God, dude, like, so I had to, like, maintain this way and how to get friends fast. So you had to go on a website called Friend Train, I think Friend Plane or something like that. And, like, you got to, like, it still works now with other things now, because everything happens every 20 years. So the 2000s were trying to bring back the 80s, but the problem was they couldn't act like the 80s, not just because they were old fogies or starting to get old. They weren't old like us, you know, but they were our age at that time. It's not just because they were, you know, that. It's also because, hold on, brain fart.
I think you got stuck on old like us. I still can't buy into being old. Like, we're right in a pocket, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean.
Hair metal people were our age at the time. But the thing about it is they did so much fucking blow, they forgot how to think. You know what I mean?
Hey, I have been there, motherfucker. I have definitely been there.
You're not that bad.
No, I'm chilled. I don't even do that shit no more. I smoke a lot of weed. I don't even drink hard liquor. This is like a fucking foo-foo mixture. Just to get a little tip off, but like at the same time, man, you know, it's like a fuck. I'm not getting any younger. You know what I mean?
So back to what I was saying though. So yeah. These 80s rockers, you know, they, you know, it's cause like they wanted to bring back the 80s cause it was nostalgic, but they had the economy of the 70s. Cause we went to war for no fucking reason because the president we had at the time. All right. I'm not getting insane political. I'm just saying the president of the time had the, I call it the good blueprint of FDR, you know, letting us get attacked so we go to war. But he went to the wrong country. He's like, yeah, let's go to war. Oops, sorry, wrong house. So basically he pulled a Charles Manson. Oops, sorry, wrong house.
Oh, dude, fuck. You know what? Stick to the point. Then we can go, or we can just go for it.
You mean me or mean in general?
No, I mean like, no, what I'm gonna fucking go into a completely left, like, you just brought up Charles Manson and
Matthew
Roberts, bro.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I met him in 2002 actually.
Yeah, so here's the thing, is I reached out. I'm not too completely convinced that he is Charles Manson's son, but he fucking looks just like the guy, doesn't he? And it's fucking,
yeah, and he's fucking hella cool.
Yeah, he's ridiculously cool.
And he does know how to lead a cult. He's just too lazy. I will never diss Matthew, dude. Matthew's awesome. Especially, I call this.
He might be fucking lazy. I don't know, man.
No, he's not lazy. He's just kind of fucked up from it. You know what I mean? Like, his whole story was he was adopted, right? He wanted to know who his dad was, so he met his real mom, and then his mom told him about who he really was.
Right.
And then it just fucked with his head.
Like, yeah, no, I fucking hit him up. I said, dude, you know, like I sent a fucking email to Bobby Beaujolais, who's one of the fucking people that have life in prison for murdering a motherfucker, you know, under. So I even sent him an email and shit, you know, like it's not that I'm fucking trying to like be friends with anybody. I actually,
no, Matthew's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Like, I want to know more of what the hell like happened in their head. And Matthew was legitimately fucking cool. Like, he really
is. Yeah. Charlie was a failed musician.
Well, he wasn't necessarily a failed musician. Like, the Beach Boys got one of his goddamn songs. They ripped it up. But, like, mm-hmm. I mean, shit. I mean, you're not necessarily failing if you're fucking giving Beach Boys music. You know what I mean? That being said, I mean, you got to be out of your skull to do what he did. Anyway, here, let's, yeah, throw some of your logic.
Okay, when it comes to serial killers, I have more respect for Ramirez. I like Ramirez better.
I'm not trying to fucking respect serial killers.
No, I like Ramirez because he was down to get his hands dirty.
Oh, my God.
And his music's better.
Dude, that is a fine line of sketchy, but like, why not? You know, what
Ramirez.
I'm saying?
Okay, you're a hardcore metal guy, right?
Oh yeah, I like all kinds.
What would
of
you
shit,
rather but... listen to? What would you rather listen to? Beach Boys hippie shit or hardcore metal?
Here's the thing. Here's the fucking issue. I grew up on classical flamenco music. Then,
oh like, yeah.
I also grew up in Oahu and fucking been in reggae bands and blues bands. I won some competition on a piano, like fucking. So it's like, you know. I love metal. To me, there's no better circle of energy, like the transfer of power and fucking like the rebound of power. Like, it's so intense, dude. You know what I mean? You go to any other show, shit's cool. People are bobbing and moving, but you go to a fucking all out metal show and shit is going nuts. So like for the people who perform it, I'm not much a mosher. I went to Exodus and Megadeth like in 2002 or some shit. And
so
I got
more of a, I so got you're more of a thrash guy.
Well, yeah, but I like it all though. Like, I like the power groove. I like elements of death metal. I like elements of, like, you know, all of it. Fucking even black metal. But, you know, it's what it is that feels right. But either way, I got laid the fuck out at Megadeth by some dude in a red shirt. It was like a wall in a red shirt. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if fucking mosh pits are for me, but I like.
We're too old for that shit now, man.
Yeah, you're no, like, not, yeah.
When you're in your 20s, yeah, it's awesome. But when you hit 30, like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't want people out there to feel like they're ever old, you know, but like at the same time, like I said, man, we're in a pocket, motherfucker. And it's a weird pocket. It is. It's like going through puberty all over again. But like, not a cool one. You're not anticipating, like, you know, a mustache. You're like going, shit, like, this is not right. You know what I mean? But hey, whatever. You seem to be handling it gracefully. You still look beautiful.
It's a spray glitter.
Well, it's the spray glitter and the attitude.
Well, that's how I keep my makeup on. People use hairspray, spray glitter, because like, that way I'm shiny and it stays on.
Let's get into Marilyn Manson, bro. Like,
fuck him.
Okay. Let's
No. I don't like his music. I have a little bit more respect for him now because at least he's actually like, you know, the whole Me Too thing that's happened to him. It's like, well, at least he, you know, isn't fake anymore.
Well, yeah, but like, is the Me Too thing happening to him? I know Ron Jeremy.
Big time. Like, even like, because I've interviewed his guitar player a few times.
No kidding. What, Johnny Five?
Yeah. No. The one off of Pale Emperor. Fucking,
I don't know.
Tyler Bates.
All right.
Tyler Bates.
Master Bates.
I know, right? No. Tyler Bates is actually really cool. I've interviewed him because he didn't know that he's a composer for, like, you know, for nerd movies. He was he did the music for Guardians of the Galaxy and Dawn of the Dead.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's how I interviewed.
Great. Fun and fruity and everything.
But, and he, like, also jams with Happening Harry. So, you know, he's legit.
Are you there, motherfucker? Well, the way I'm going to say this one is to be continued. Always a pleasure. Mojo, I do understand that the connection was going wrong and we were about to get into some serious issues. But in the meantime, Kobe, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.